Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man. What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Oh, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
How's everyone feeling today? Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, happy Friday vibes.
Happy Friday.
It's official, guys. It is official.
What's that?
Natalie is on her bachelorette weekend.
What? Getting the Sheboygans?
Wait. What?
What? I'm
sorry.
Yo, no, Shawnee.
Kind of like the... No.
Shawnee, if you've had a rough couple days, first of all, the non-guru-like behavior...
That wasn't that my fault.
Everyone just heard, okay? That was...
It wasn't my fault. I was kind of a victim of, like, peer pressure.
Right,
why,
right.
Okay, my question is, like, why do you think, when you think bachelorette, like, why do you automatically go there? Like,
Sheboygan?
Because.
Yeah, like, people go there, and I'm like, honestly, I bet you all she's doing is having drinks with her girls, going to restaurants and at the spa, right?
And Chippendales.
No Chippendales. No. At least not that I know. Listen, I told her if she wanted to, she totally could, but as far as I know, they, last night, they just had some dinner. Mm-hmm. Her sister wanted to go out and get a drink. Okay. Natalie basically went along for it. She doesn't even, like, Natalie just doesn't really party like that.
Right.
It's one of the reasons she's becoming the new Mrs. Rosenberg, Shawnee.
Okay, I like that.
She wants to travel, but she wants to go down and, like, experience things. She doesn't
care. Those vacations. Adventure vacations.
That's her, I mean, Shawnee, that's her life. She lived an adventure life for, like, 4 years straight, just traveling the world. So yeah,
by the time you're done with the vacation, you need a vacation.
And that's my problem. I just want to lay on the beach.
I love that, too. Yeah. I'm all about it. Let's go.
Let's adventure. Let's climb. Let's explore.
I don't know about... Laura, you want to climb, though, for real? Come on, not climb.
If you have to.
If I have to.
Climb a pyramid, some steps.
Yes, some steps. Oh, I've done that. Jeez.
Yeah, Machu Picchu.
Gotta see the monument, man. Gotta be there.
Yes.
Well, anyways.
Stand at the top. Raise your hand. Take a photo. Look at this.
Exactly.
So, anyways, that sounds fantastic. But,
Sheboygans.
No Sheboygans. I mean, come on, man. Damn,
I mean, I just had to throw it out there because you think bachelorette, bachelor party, this is the last hurrah.
You know what? I understand. Yeah. Sure. I mean, no, everyone always says that. The last hurrah has already happened. Why does everyone always act like the... Yeah, for anyone out there, if you're a bachelor and you think the last hurrah is supposed to be you doing dirty things on your bachelor party, this is not the way you want. Yeah, you don't want to set things off this way. That's not what you're looking for.
That's
the
picture they painted for us.
But I will tell you, I did, Laura, feel a little emotional yesterday. You know, Natalie's been super busy and stressed trying to put this wedding together. She's not like a girly girl who dreamed of her wedding day. So, like, having to do this much work has not been what, you know, she was prepared for. And this last week, as we're now like a month out, she started really getting excited. And when I saw her heading to the airport yesterday, kind of wearing her cute little white bride's outfit, I got to tell you, I was kind of emotional about it, seeing her in that zone.
Nice.
Like, her sister sent me a picture of her at the airport, like, all excited, and with a little caption, like, bachelorette. And I was like, oh, wow, it hit me. Like, it's happening. It's going down.
It's going down.
So it's gonna be amazing. Happy for you.
Oh, thanks. It was nice to see. And you know what else is going down, guys? And this is exciting.
What's that?
Laura never loses.
Wow.
Let's go. Always exciting.
I literally wanted to just sleep in and not do it today because I'm tired of losing. I'm sick of it. I can't take it anymore.
Laura never loses.
Yeah.
You were really close yesterday.
I've been really close a few times. I just cannot get back in the win column. I don't know what's going on. Who do we have on the phone line, Sean?
It's Angela.
Angela.
Yes.
Good morning.
A lot of who's the boss jokes when you were a kid?
Who's the boss? I used to watch the show.
Angela. Come on. what do you do for a living, Angela?
I'm a school psychologist.
Nice. Okay, Angela. All right, Johnny, who else we got?
We have Bruce.
Big Bruce Almighty. What's cracking?
Yes, sir. I'm good. I'm good. Sheboygan, that was crazy.
Yeah, yo, that was nuts, right?
That was wild.
I've seen friendships end for less, Bruce. It's crazy what happens out here.
I just said what people are thinking. It's not my fault.
Oh, my. Yeah, you always have to be a voice of the people, voice of the voiceless.
No. I'm trying, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Well, shame on all of you for thinking that then. Hey, Bruce, what do you do?
I am the official Ebro in the Morning school librarian. It's been a while, but...
Oh, yes!
So let's go. And you won for me last time, Pete. So
I did?
Repeat that. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
All right, Bruce.
Some good vibes.
Bruce putting a battery in my back. Laura, what are they playing for today?
Tickets to see Bryson Tiller for his Back and I'm Better tour going down June 30th. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.
Ooh. All right, Angela, who do you want to represent you, Laura or myself?
Where are you going, Ange?
Laura.
She's right. It's the right thing to do.
Let's go, Pete.
All right, Bruce. Hang tight. I'm taking a sip of some water.
Think TMZ. They got one of them questions coming up. I feel it.
What do you say? What kind of question?
A TMZ question.
Oh, a TMZ question. All right. You know, that's always the case. All right. All right. All right. We're ready. We put 60 seconds on the clock. It's time to play. Laura, never lose.
All right. Here we go.
Go.
Who is apparently now dating YG after photos? Rosenberg.
YG is now dating Saweetie.
That's a fact. Ichthyologist. Study is what?
Ichthyologist.
Peter?
Rosenberg.
Religion?
Incorrect.
Oh.
What styles?
Three. I don't know.
Two.
Ichthyologist.
One.
No.
And fish. All right. Fish.
What is it? What?
Fish. In the stories, what town was Pied Piper from?
Peter.
Laura.
Rosenberg.
Oh, my gosh.
The Pied Piper.
Three.
I don't know.
Two.
One. Oshkosh.
Incorrect. Laura.
The Pied Piper. This is a hard one.
Three.
I don't know.
Two.
Was he from, like, Ireland or
one.
Something?
One. Incorrect. Hamlin.
Oh.
Who was arrested for DUI hit and run? Rosenberg.
Danny Lay.
That is correct.
Oh
yes!
Wow!
I did it for
Friday.
Bruce! I did it for Bruce!
Lord, Rosenberg wins!
Dang.
Yo, Bruce, man, it's the power of positivity, the positive
That's
energy
it.
You brought, my G. I got you, Pete. All right, Bruce. Hold on, my brother. Yeah, that's right. Hold on, my brother. You are going to see Bryson Tiller, our resident librarian, with the win. Angela, I'm sorry. You caught
That's okay, honey. I'm good.
Man.
A very rare Laura L. Damn, now Bruce wants a shout-out, too. All right, make it quick, Bruce. One.
Security agents, Francis, Murray, Robinson. That's it.
All right, boom. There you go. Thank you. Thank you, Bruce. Hang tight. Laura, what is coming up in Flashing Lights?
Oh, man. Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, Joe Biden fell. Oh,
I don't like this. Jeez. I didn't like this.
All right, we'll talk about it. Coming up next.
No.
7 minutes commercial-free.
Non-stop hip-hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the Morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles goes to the
school. Oh, no. President Joe Biden was caught taking a tumble during the U.S. Air Force Academy graduation ceremony in Colorado.
What?
He's 80 years old, man. So, yeah. But he...
looked like it.
Later, He said, I got sandbagged. Because at the beginning, when you just see him tumble, you're like, what happened? And people are trying to make it seem like he just fell out of nowhere. But then as, like, I saw videos and pictures, there was a sandbag on the floor.
Uh-huh.
He tripped on the sandbag.
It was basically right under his feet, and he just turned and caught it and fell.
Right.
It was sad. I did not like the video at all. Then he tries. Then he's trying to get back up, and you can see him. You know, obviously he's struggling. He's straight on the ground. He's 80 years old.
Oh man.
He actually handled it pretty well for a man his age, but. Of course, you know, everyone's coming. Joe Biden's not fit. Look
I'm
at him.
I'm falling and I can't get up.
That's what, basically, that's the entire Republican Party. They're like making old senior alert jokes. Now, listen, I get it. It certainly could be made to be funny, but they're acting like it was a sign of his not being capable of being present.
Bro, he just tripped on a sandbag, fam. Chill.
Listen, if it took till yesterday for you to not know that Joe Biden wasn't exactly super mobile, I don't know where you've been. That's just, he's an 80-year-old man. But, yeah, fortunately, it sounds like he's okay. Because you guys know, a fall at 80 could be the beginning of the end.
Oh, for sure. You
guys know, have you ever watched a football game? I know who I'm asking here. But, you know, when you're watching a football game, the quarterback gets dinged up, like he stays in the game, but he gets a little hurt, like, oh, is he hurt? And then they do that cut to the sideline, and you see the backup quarterback stand up off the bench, and they hand him a football, and he starts throwing?
Yeah.
Do you think Kamala was starting to throw the football yesterday?
For sure.
She was like, all right, guys, let's get some passes out here. Let me stretch out.
Some deep knee bends. They're
like, Miss Vice President, relax. She's like, hold on, I got to do these jumping jacks. I don't know what's happening.
I mean, what about...
Oh, he's up. Oh, damn. Oh, back to the bench.
Yeah. Yo, that's funny. All right, that's your flashing lights report. The time is 7 a.m. Today's a high of 87 degrees. Alternate side parking is in effect.
Deep knee bends is great. She was doing quick little mini sprints. She was like, look, I'm limber.
Let me get this blood moving.
You never know.
Having some health problems and don't know what's wrong? Don't text your group chat asking for opinions on what's wrong with you. Your friends aren't doctors. You need a doctor you can trust. On ZocDoc, you'll find quality doctors who focus on you, listen to you, and prioritize your care. No more doctor roulette or scouring the internet for questionable reviews. With ZocDoc, you have a trusted guide to connect you to your favorite doctor you haven't met yet. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. Plus, they treat almost every condition under the sun. When you're not feeling your best and you're just trying to hold it together, finding great care shouldn't take up all your energy. Go to ZocDoc.com/Ebro and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/Ebro. ZocDoc.com/Ebro.
There's no quick fix for anxiety and depression. It's not finding a new therapist or starting an exercise routine. Not more and regular meditation or a better diet. Sometimes you need something to unlock your brain. A new way of thinking about seeing the world. Maybe that thing is guided ketamine therapy from MindBloom. But there's a new tool to improve your mental health. MindBloom is the leader at-home ketamine therapy, having safely helped thousands of people overcome their anxiety and depression. Unlike traditional talk therapy, ketamine works quickly and doesn't have the unpleasant side effects of traditional antidepressants. In a study of over 1,200 MindBloom clients, 89% reported improvements in their anxiety and depression after only 2 sessions. Right now, MindBloom is offering our listeners $100 off your first 6-session program when you sign up at mindbloom.com/Ebro and use the promo code Ebro. Take the first step and break free from your anxiety and depression with MindBloom. mindbloom.com/Ebro and use the promo code Ebro.
Red at the bottom, babe. You know I like when you red at the top, babe.
Ebro in the morning, Laura Styles Rosenberg. Sorry, y'all. My audio. I'm in London. Let's just pull the curtain all the way up.
There you go.
I'm in London. I got a Burna Boy concert I'm doing for Apple Music.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I'm out here. That's Saturday. And then I'm back for Summer Jam on Sunday.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm jet setting, moving around out here. But anyway, my equipment that we normally use to make it sound all quality is trash. It fell apart. It ain't really performing the way it normally does. So you guys don't normally notice that I'm on the road. So hit me with the button.
Congratulations.
And let's get
you
in.
You played it. Yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
Hit with the button in advance, Ebro, for when you try to wake up on Monday morning after you hit that Burna Boy straight into Summer Jam.
Woo! Listen.
That wake up Monday is going to be real.
Different type of tired.
Well, and how about this? I get word last night. I'm at the Beyonce show out here in London.
Oh, what?
So, yeah, and then I seen our guy Hov, Tata. You know what I'm saying? It was a good hangout. Kevin Durant. It was a good time at the Beyonce last night. So then wow. I went. So I'm gonna go Beyonce, Burna Boy, Summer Jam. Way too old for this. Hit me with the button.
Wow.
Wow.
Sounds like a time though.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Yeah. Did you tell Hov that he can't seem to find his way into the hip hop 50 so far?
I didn't bring up any work stuff. I kept all the work stuff out. We talked about what did we talk? We just enjoyed Beyonce, man. Yo, man, Beyonce's Beyonce. And so I don't know if you got your tickets to the Beyonce Carnival.
Renaissance.
Listen, the Beyonce Renaissance Carnival. Yo, the lady is on stage for 3 hours, bro.
Mm. Wow.
It's a 3-hour concert in a stadium. Yo, she's got 5 sold-out stadiums that hold 50,000 people in the UK. She sold out the Paris joint, which was 75,000 people.
Jeez Louise. It's 3 hours. And I saw a video yesterday of her. She was hitting a dance move where, you know, listen, Hov's a lucky man. I'm going to just leave it there. Hov's a lucky man.
Bruh, it's different. It's different. It's really, when you see the Beyonce Carnival, if you don't have your tickets, I know people who's complaining about the ticket price. It's a 3-hour concert, bro.
At least you're getting the value.
Every piece of value out of it.
And the visuals that I've seen look incredible. Incredible.
I got to hit another congratulations. You played yourself to Nassau County, where we're headed on Sunday, man.
Congratulations. Damn. You played yourself.
What?
I already know it's Nassau County. I normally don't even visit y'all because y'all racist. But so we're going to Summer Jam at the UBS Arena. Shout to the whole UBS team, everybody that works at the UBS Arena. We done put this thing on sale. We got the show going. Things is almost sold out. Then we're doing the festival that we normally do for the new artists in the parking lot. And just like some a-holes, just like some racists, guess what? Here comes some people complaining, trying to go to the judge in Nassau County to shut down the festival on Sunday. They wait until right now, after we done already booked it, after we done already put it up on sale, after we done already got the security, the police, everybody involved. Now they want to come with this.
Damn.
Wow.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
And that's a big congratulations. You played yourself. So I don't know how this is going to turn out. But maybe we should be giving ourselves the button for going to Nassau County thinking it was going to be all good.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I can't believe myself.
They waited till the weekend of to do it. We announced it in April.
Bruh.
This is so foul.
We've been working with the county, been working with UBS Arena. Everything's all love. It's all smooth. But here y'all go.
It's congratulations. You played yourself.
It's got to be. It's probably four. They heard I was coming out there, and they were like, we got to own the libs. We got to own the libs. Hunter Biden's laptop.
Yo, this is wild,
but
man.
Listen, real quick, this is just about the festival stage, correct? The main show is
They beefing over the festival stage in the parking lot. But I don't think they really have any grounds. But really, they just want to make things hard, man, for no reason. Now, I can understand if something had actually happened. Ain't nothing happened. We ain't even did nothing yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We ain't even did nothing. And you know me, the only thing I can think of, Nassau County, racist, some black people performing outside the parking lot. They're like, yo, we don't want to see all them black people in the parking lot.
Wow.
Or we know it's a situation where we can make a stink and get some noise around it and try to rally the base that we know will agree with this awful idea.
Well, that's part of it too. It's definitely got to be political. But now where I go, this is where I immediately go. I immediately go to, they're going to send somebody over there to try to start problems. So everybody coming to Summer Jam, I'm putting you on notice because this is how they set it up. Then they pay people to go up in there and start problems just like they do. When people are out protesting, they pay people to go in there and start problems. So if you're coming out there, be on your best. And if you see anybody starting problems, take a video and send it to me so we can embarrass them. Because right. You should be embarrassed.
Yeah. And one thing about them Nassau County cops, they bored. They be looking for action. So they hear that this is coming to town, they will be around waiting,
what?
Eyes wide open.
All day.
Looking for something to happen.
All day. So, listen, Nassau County, you get the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Anybody pulling up trying to start problems, you get a preemptive button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
And then hit me with the button, because I shouldn't even be surprised. We're going to Nassau County. Of course, they're going to start problems.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Laura, what you got today?
Let me see. I was so focused on this one that to me, that's the biggest.
That's your congrats? Hit another button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Do we give it to Joe Biden?
Oh, you gotta hit Sleepy Joe.
You gotta
hit
him.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
But I will say, he tripped on a sandbag. That could have been any of us could have tripped on that sandbag.
Nah, bro, he fought. He fought every other week, bro. And you know the rules. You're not supposed to have him in that hot sun. Like, the sun was so bright, he had to wear a hat. That means it was hot. They didn't want him to burn up.
It was hot yesterday. That is very possible. Sleepy Joe.
And whoever put the sandbag there.
Yes,
Shawnee. Standing up in that kind of heat, y'all. Man, come on, man.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Whoever put the sandbag there gets one.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
The dudes who was walking with him that didn't see the sandbag.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Because he had his mans in him right there next to him.
Bro, they set him up to fall. You know that man can't see that far.
Damn.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
It was funny, though.
That sandbag minding his own business. Here comes Sleepy Joe, stumbling and fumbling.
Stomping him out.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Come on, Joe.
Damn, Joe. Rosenberg, what you got today?
I mean, listen, I don't even understand exactly what happened, but to see another headline after everything that's been going so right for this guy, Gervonta Davis taken into custody.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
He's currently behind bars, according to TMZ. He was booked at Baltimore Central Booking. He was in the middle of, he'd struck a plea deal with prosecutors to stay out of jail. And now he was doing a house arrest that started on May 5th. He had 90 days of house arrest, and now he's being taken into custody. So no one knows exactly what happened.
He must have violated the house arrest. Otherwise, why are they going back on the deal?
And that's what you would think, right? I mean, listen, just for putting yourself in this situation when you're as talented and successful as Gervonta is and the future that guy could have, man, I'm sorry, bro. Got to hit you with this.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop, you're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
Well, I don't play. Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Well, guess what, man? I'm going to hit you with the button if you don't play that new Cardi B Lotto joint.
Ooh.
Cardi B got a verse just in time for Summer Jam. It's popping out.
Let's go.
Gorilla Party tomorrow, too, going to ring off out there.
Bring me out the plastic. I've been acting brand new. He's acting like they running. They really ran through. I spent $500 before I ever trapped you. They thought I was going to ball out. I hate to bring you bad news.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg, happy weekend, everyone. You know, we got a lot coming up on the program, including, of course, the guru.
I mean,
the guru step in the room at 8:30. Now, if you didn't hear yesterday's guru, It was, Laura, a combination of really sad because a woman really poured her heart out to us. And then really sad again because Cast and Shawnee took that as an opportunity to laugh in this woman's face.
Wow. We weren't happy. It was a song describing the situation that I was all it was. Listen to the lyrics of the Buju Banton anthem.
I mean, this is an amazing song.
This poor lady.
Asking if she was guilty for murder. That's it.
This poor lady felt terrible because she accidentally hit a dog while driving and is not able to sleep, is miserable, and confided us. And Cass One wants to play Murderer by Buju Banton.
He literally asked.
Shawnee let it happen.
I was just
Shawnee
a witness.
Was laughing. Shawnee was laughing and wouldn't stop it.
I mean, it's an amazing song. I didn't know where Cass was going. You know,
It's the line to our face that bothers me. That's Laura. That's the hurtful part. It's like, you know what I'm saying? You catch someone and they just look at you and go, "It wasn't me." That's the hard part.
Damn.
Now, I got an email yesterday from the woman who we spoke about.
Okay.
Oh.
Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
Thanks again, Rosenberg and Laura. You're both very kind. But Cass One and Shawnee Culture, I knew where Cass was going as soon as I heard the Buju beat drop.
She knows.
She knows.
But Shawnee Culture co-signing it was an unexpected blow.
Wow.
Listen. Especially, especially because I never made fun of his insipid anti-vaccine rhetoric.
Even though
he rightfully deserved it, may all your phonophots be useless, Cass and Shawnee.
Oh, man. Don't be like that.
FYI, I'm better today than I was yesterday. Thanks to Laura and Rosenberg, a.k.a. the heart of the show. Do you hear that, Laura? We're the heart of the show.
That's okay, because Shawnee and I are the soul.
Listen, it was no disrespect to her dog. R.I.P.
It wasn't her dog.
R.I.P. the dog.
The dog.
You know what I'm saying?
The dog. All right, yo. Describing the situation.
Yo, by the way, people should start wearing shirts to say R.I.P. the dog.
The dog.
It's just a dog. We don't know who the dog was. But anyways, we're glad you're feeling better. Maybe you lashing out that way at Shawnee and Cass made it maybe it felt good. Maybe that was something you needed. And then they were doing their guru service by allowing you to be able to get it off your chest.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait for terrible situations. It just kind of alleviates the situation a little bit, you know?
Yeah, we had to balance it out. You know what I'm
saying?
There
you go.
We know you're not a murderer and blood is on your shoulder. We know this.
Right. No, of course
not. You know
you're
not going to kill like today, like going to kill like tomorrow?
Right.
Oh, these are all the things Buju says.
And we know your inside isn't hollow.
Right, exactly. You
know? Obviously not.
You know what I'm saying?
Obviously not.
You have a heart.
Now, so, listen, she didn't
expect. I hope it inspires people to email us at
theguru@ebronthemorning.com. Right.
True.
Because you see, you will get some great insight and you will also may get made fun of. She didn't expect that from Shawnee. She expected something that crazy and that nasty from one person, maybe.
Cass. I mean, I was set up. It's a big reggae tune. You know what I'm saying? What am I supposed to do? You know what I'm saying? By default, I have to sing along.
Just bring in the other bad guy on the show, please.
It's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Yo. 1-800-223-9797. 1-800-223-9797. Get on the phones right now, because DJ John, what are you giving the people then?
Oh, it's happening. It's happening. It's happening this Sunday, June 4th. You'll be in the building because the doors open at 2 p.m. for Hot 97 Summer Jam, baby. You be in the building. Plus, listen, we're kicking off with a Defiant Warner stage. Shout out to Defiant Warner Records. All of them doing an amazing job.
That's right.
Sponsoring the festival out there. Hosted by French Montana, Ron Stu, Steve-O. What up, Steve-O?
Montana.
Montana. The whole squad will be in the building. Phone Flex. I mean, you name it. You guys will be in the building. Everyone will be in the building. You and your mom are going to be in the building.
What?
Yeah.
Moms too?
Moms too, B. Make sure you get there early. Park is going to be a little situation. Trap is going to be a situation, but make sure you give yourself some time to get there. Cardi B, Glorilla, Ice Spice, Coi Leray, Lola Brooke, French Montana, Fabio Foreigner, and we're celebrating 50 years of hip-hop with the Lox. LOX 914. Yonkers, what up? Plus, you qualify for a grand prize for the Cardi B. This is a lot, right? Cardi B Summer Jam Superfan Prize Pack. Grand transportation to and from Summer Jam. Cardi B autograph, Summer Jam merch, Summer Jam bling. And if that's not enough, we'll throw in $500.
It's enough.
It's enough? Well, $500 we'll throw in as well if you win the grand prize. Tickets are sold now. Tickets are almost gone. Almost. But you go to Ticketmaster.com for more information and Hot97.com, baby.
Yo, my man, first of all, that copy could not have been that long. That was like its own show. That was like, congratulations, you played yourself. How long that was. And DJ John, are you out of breath at the end of that? It sounded like you were really out of breath.
Well, I'm a little big, hefty guy. So, you know, I take a lot of deep, you know, big, deep breaths, man.
Wait, did you say deep, big breasts?
Breath. Yo, you weren't thinking of breasts early in the morning, man. Hey. Yo, get your mind out of the gutter, man. What's wrong
with you? Listen, it's springtime, man. Oh, what are you going to do?
Exactly.
The things are hanging.
Sun's
things
out, hanging. Buns out.
Your man breast is hanging.
Like, you know what? Excuse me?
All right.
And leave Shawnee and Cass alone, man. They did a good job yesterday, man.
Really? Now you want to co-sign? Now you want to... You want to endorse Trump while you're at it? What else you want to say?
Rosenberg. Let's just focus, okay? Who's
all right,
on the
sorry.
Line?
We got sorry.
Princess, your favorite name.
Princess.
I love Princess.
Yes.
Yes,
morning.
Good morning to what you. How are you?
I'm better after I got back through and my phone hung up yesterday.
Oh, it's the same princess.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
She's back.
Okay.
Now,
you
princess,
see how
do you have.
I am to you guys.
We love it. And that's why you're about to beat DJ John. Now, princess.
No, she's not.
Do you have a middle name that is meant to sort of connect to princess?
Well, if I tell you my first name, you would think it's not a first name. My first name is Princess Winona.
I'm sorry?
Princess Winona is my first name. Princess hyphen Winona.
Winona.
Princess Winona.
Yo.
You didn't like Winona, huh?
What? No.
Yo, so this is amazing. Please say you don't also have a middle name.
No. No. That's it.
Princess Winona. Wow.
Yeah.
God bless it. What was exactly the logic there?
My dad named me. I don't know. That's,
he just was.
I don't know.
He was just like, she's Winona and she's a princess. She's Princess Winona. One name.
Yeah.
One name.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, we love it, princess. We love it. That's amazing. All right, Laura, do you have a question?
I do. Okay, here we go. This question is for Princess Winona. Duncan. Okay. Duncan got famous for selling what sweet pastry?
Ooh, a pastry at Dunkin'.
Oh, my gosh. This is a difficult one.
Wait, what?
Well, okay, for what sweet treat? How about
she
that?
She knows. She's joking.
What sweet treat?
Say muffin.
Donut.
Correct.
Donut.
Time to all make right. the donut.
Today's National Donut Day, guys.
Ooh, I might get a donut.
All right, DJ John.
Why not? It's Friday.
What country is credited for inventing the donut?
Poland.
No, the Netherlands.
Same thing, right? Poland, Netherlands? Next door, right?
Not
Princess
really.
Princess Winona, you got the tickets.
Thank you.
Princess Winona.
Congratulations.
This is a prize.
Thank you so much, guys.
This Summer Jam bling, this money, it's a gift only suited for a princess, and not just any princess. Princess Winona. So you are our princess. We hope you have an amazing time, okay?
Thank you.
All right, hold on, Princess Winona. All right, Laura Stiles, you want to get in some flashing lights?
Yeah, let's go. Coming up in a flashing lights report, we'll talk about the richest, okay, females in music. I was surprised by this list. I mean, not really, but the order. But we'll talk about it coming up next.
Cast Uno. Ugh. Oh. Oh, Ice Spice? She's going to be on Summer Jam this Sunday,
there
UBS
you go.
Arena.
There you go.
You didn't know? Yeah, gra.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Can I shake that?
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles can put us on.
All right, so I'm looking at the list of richest females in music, Rosenberg. And Rihanna keeps her title as the richest female in music with a net worth of $1.4
billion. Wow.
Coming in
wow.
second. Coming in second is Taylor Swift, wow. who's the second richest woman in music with $740 million in the net worth.
Wow.
Third is Madonna with $580 million. And fourth is Beyonce with $540 million.
Rihanna's out
wow.
there.
Wow.
So crazy. Yeah. But all of this is, of course, about everything else.
Yeah, it's everything.
It just goes to show you how important the everything else is, because Rihanna hasn't put out music. Rihanna hasn't toured.
She's got a huge lead.
And Madonna, huge. Too, though. Madonna is still, like, she's just eating off her catalogs.
Is that killing what it is? Wait, so what's the order again? Tell me the order of names again one more time.
Okay, so it's Rihanna, number one.
Okay.
Taylor Swift, number two.
Okay.
Third is Madonna. And then fourth is Beyonce.
Madonna may be the most curious of all. Because Rihanna, we know, she has all of her other stuff. Taylor, does that include what Taylor's current tour? Like, is that her current... Because her tour just started.
Yeah, it doesn't say. But I just think that's why I was surprised at this order, Rosenberg, because I was like, wow, Madonna?
That's strange. The rest doesn't surprise me. You know, Rihanna, Taylor, and Beyonce being the three does not surprise me. Madonna is not would not have been on my bingo card, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
Yo, Michael K was telling me he took his daughter to the Taylor Swift concert. Mm-hmm. So she sold out three nights at MetLife.
Right.
Apparently, she also is doing a three-hour show. I'm good, thank you. But she's doing a three-hour show. Yo, he said the craziest thing was that the merch stand had a line, a 2.5-hour line to get merch at the concert.
Wow.
So not only is she selling the 50,000 at MetLife, and they sold out every single bit of merch each night. So, like, each T-shirt, I think, is 45. Sweatshirts are 70 or something like that. Can you imagine?
Crazy.
And also, we already heard that the Taylor Swift tickets were the most expensive tickets, like, around. I don't even know what the average ticket price was, but they were obscene. Yeah. I wonder what the Beyonce merch situation's like. Has anyone seen anything yet?
No, I haven't seen anything yet. The only thing I've seen is the picture of, like, her... Of her, like, sitting on the horse with a hat covering her face. You know, I've only seen that one. But I don't even know if it's official. I don't know.
Do you think when Ebro was at the Beyonce show last night watching the concert with Jay-Z and Kevin Durant, he walked away to maybe go stand online and cop some merch real quick?
I doubt it.
Probably not.
All right. We'll have to find out from someone else then.
Oh, guys, I have some sad news.
Oh, no.
You know, our guy, DC Young Fly, mm-hmm. from his partner, his wife, her name is Jackie O. She was also like a former Wild N Out cast member. They have three kids together. She passed away.
What?
So sad, man. She's like 32 years old.
So sad. She's so young. And listen, nothing is confirmed yet, but what I'm seeing online is like people are saying that it was because of it had something to do with she went in for plastic surgery. This is so heartbreaking. Three kids. That's his partner, and babies are small.
They don't know what the no one said what the procedure was. It was just a plastic surgery procedure.
So all I'm seeing is mommy makeover. She went in for a mommy makeover. and something to do with her heart, but nothing is confirmed. So I don't know if it's just internet talk or, you know what I mean?
Yo, man, that is so, so tragic. We send all the love out to DC Young Fly. That is just unbelievably sad, man.
Yeah, man.
You know, people, and a lot of people get procedures done, and we've gotten so used to doing them that you don't think of sort of the medical part of it. But like anytime you're going under or doing anything like that, like there are legitimate risks. That's why they have you sign stuff, you know?
Right.
And we
right,
just don't think about it. But that is so scary and so sad. We send him the best.
And if you ever think of doing something like that, please do your research and make sure everything looks good. The place that you're going to is 100% legit. They're board certified. Research the doctors. Just do your research. It's really important. This is like a matter of life and death. But like I said, nothing is confirmed yet. But we will keep you posted. But sending so much love to DC Young Fly and his family. That's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 8:02, a high of 87 degrees. Alternate side parking is in effect. On the flash, lights,
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Do you guys remember when we used to do Unfollow a Thought Thursday?
I can't believe that was part
Unfollow
of it.
Unfollow a Thought Thursday.
Yeah, Unfollow a Thought Thursday. It was a smart way to live life, I thought at the time. You know?
I haven't done that in a minute.
You haven't unfollowed a thought or followed a thought?
I haven't unfollowed a thought. Well, you know what? The new thing with the algorithms is if you don't like the picture, you won't even know that you're following a thought. You know what I'm saying? Because right, they're not even right, in your thing. So if you haven't liked the thought, she's not in your world, yet you're still following the thought.
So how? Here's the thing, though. We were talking off the air, not about unfollowing a thought, but just about unfollowing in general, guys. I mean, be honest. I want to level with you both. Do either you or Laura,
yes,
have people you follow who you straight up, like, it's not even about how you feel about them personally. You may like them personally, but like following them brings you no joy and you really want to unfollow, you just can't.
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
My situation got so bad that I have a friend who I had to have like a talk with her. I'd be like, yo, I know you take social media really serious, because there's some people who take it really serious. If you unfollow them, oh my God, yeah, it's our friendship over. And I was like, I love you. I hate who you are on social media.
You said that.
You said
yes.
It?
I was like, you rant about the craziest stuff. I hate it all. So
how good a friend are we talking?
A good friend of mine. I was really? Like, I hate it. I was like, if it's crazy because I really feel that's not who you are. She's like, yeah, but those are my thoughts. And you know, we had a conversation about it. I was like, look, I'm sorry. I can't do it.
Wow.
I unfollowed
Laura,
her. I unfollowed
you're brave.
Her.
Really?
And she unfollowed me. And I was what? Like, it's okay. And I said, it's okay. And
I
then,
see you when
and
I
then
see
maybe
you.
Like a week later, she followed me back.
Man, her feelings were hurt.
And I still haven't followed her back.
Really?
You're not going, and you're not going to.
She created a new account, which was more for like her family stuff. I followed that account because I enjoy that account. I want to see about her family and her kids.
Got
this
you.
Is very.
But the other one, I couldn't do it. I could not. It was giving now, every time, and for some reason, it kept popping up in my feed. You know what it's like?
Right, right.
Why, out of everyone that I follow, why is this the thing that every time I open up Instagram, it's right there?
What
so,
about
yes,
you, Shawnee?
I did it.
You have anyone? Do you have anyone you follow that you really would like to not follow?
Yeah, there's just people that I'm like, but I just feel like they're gonna be offended.
They are.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I really don't want to follow you, but people do take this thing serious. Like, I don't know what to do. Sometimes you ever go into the Instagram where you can see the people you least interact with.
Yep.
And then I go through there maybe so I can clear some people out, and I'm like, man, I want to unfollow. I can't unfollow this one. This one, man, I ain't. Can't unfollow that one. So it's annoying.
Yeah. Sometimes you just gotta do it.
Well, I just unfollowed Steve Lacy. Goodbye.
Okay.
What?
No disrespect, but like, I don't really care. He's just fine.
Yeah, like people that you don't really, you know. I think it's healthy to clear out your social media.
So, and this is Unfollow Friday?
Unfollow Friday.
So let's see.
Now, the
I'm
thing
gonna
is
unfollow somebody right now.
The thing is, am I brave enough to unfollow? The tough ones are professional ones. Because there are some people I follow. Let me tell you right now, guys. There are some people from the station right now who post absolute craziness on their page all day long. But it's a professional relationship, and you don't want the person to be offended. So I think the smarter move in those cases is probably just to hit mute.
Yeah, you can do that.
But keep following.
You know, I think that may be the only way to do it. Because, yeah, that way they don't know.
Yeah.
You know? But, like, you just, the mute button's big.
It works.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good option if you don't want to go all the way, you know what I mean? Unfollow, you can just mute them and they just won't pop up on your feed. But I think it's healthy. Clear out your Instagram because this is what you see on your spare time. And like, if there's content you don't want to see, get rid of it.
Top of my list of least interacted with is King James. You think if I unfollow LeBron, it'll be a problem?
Shawnee.
What?
Please don't do that. That would be
blasphemous or something.
I just think he'll be upset.
Yeah, I gotta follow him.
You know, you can't risk LeBron being upset with you, can you?
Right. After that is Sadhguru. So it's either one. It's one or the other, man.
Oh, Sadhguru, he's very active on his page.
And Sadhguru, he's got such wisdom.
Do not lose Sadhguru. And then sometimes you unfollow someone and you don't even realize they followed you. Be like, let me unfollow them. And then it says follow back. You're like, oh, damn it. Am I a bad guy now?
Disrespectful.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
You already know.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shawnee Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro,
don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com, where the gurus unite.
That's right.
To hold your hand.
Indeed.
Uplift you.
All the time.
To come and talk to you. Come and talk to you.
I really want to know something you cannot talk to you.
Something like that.
I really want to help you.
Ooh.
See that?
No. We here. Come and see the roux.
We really want to help you.
Listen to the roux.
Hey.
We really want to know you.
There you go.
There you go.
All right, zen it up, Shawnee
zen,
Culture.
Zen.
All right, Rosenberg, tell us, who needs us?
Hello, the guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Hey, gurus, loyal listener here. Never thought I'd be writing you, but I'm in a bit of a dilemma.
Okay. Oh, no.
I'm a 32-year-old woman, and my husband is 34. We've been married for 6 months. We have one child who is 5 years old. My mother-in-law lives in our home as well as my sister-in-law. About a month ago, my sister-in-law complained to my husband, saying she and my mother-in-law do not like my tone and attitude. When I tried to talk to her about it, she ignored my call. When I spoke with her in person about it, she attempted to deny it. But when I showed her the text, she said I misunderstood. My mother-in-law got involved and went ballistic.
Ballistic?
She even went as far as telling me the biggest mistake her son ever made was marrying me, and I'll never be good enough for him.
Wow. That's crazy.
Wow. I've always tried to be the bigger person, but this really slapped me in the face. I try my best to accommodate their wishes, but now I can't even look them in the face. It's been a month, and I haven't even gotten an apology. They both don't acknowledge me. What should I do? I don't want to kick them out, but do you think I should ask them to leave my house? Should I just ignore them and let them stay until it blows over? Thank you in advance for the advice.
Where is her man?
Yeah. Where's he in this? And even though I know we do have to go with what we are given, I feel like there's some things being left out here.
Yeah, I think so too. But I'm just really annoyed because if this is her partner's mother and sister,
he's supposed to step in.
He's supposed to step in. And honestly, he should have been controlling the narrative, the controlling how everything was, you know what I mean? Like
always
delivered. Because you want to do damage control. This is your family. So where the hell is he?
Yeah. He has to step in the middle of this situation to truly resolve it. But
and honestly, he should have checked his mother, saying it was the worst mistake you ever. That's crazy.
Crazy town.
And I'm going under the assumption, and I'm going out on a limb here. I'm sorry. I'm judging her. I feel like she might be a little, you know, abrasive when she talks. This is the vibe that I'm feeling. She says she usually tries to be the bigger person, but I feel like she is rude.
We don't know that, Shawnee.
It's a bad assumption.
And if she was, I truly feel like maybe, I don't know. I just hate the way the partner handled it, though.
True.
Well, can I just say one thing about the mother-in-law?
My mom thinks you're foul. Look, here's a text message. She hates you. Like, what?
Oh, yeah, he's wildin'.
Let me also throw something out here. If the mother-in-law and sister-in-law handled it that badly, particularly the mother-in-law, she said something that reckless, either you're terrible and she just had to say it,
right?
Or she is a reckless lunatic, period.
Right.
Because she burned the bridge. She decided, I'm going to torch the whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't even care.
And it feels like she was holding that in for a minute to the right time.
She went to burn it down. She's like, I'm done with you. And they have a 5-year-old kid. They've been married for 6 months. We don't know how long they've been together. I don't know. If you are usually the bigger person, this is the in-laws. You know, this is your child's grandmother. You're not getting out of this easily.
No, but I will say this, okay? Just dealing with the information that we have, you should not feel uncomfortable in your own home. And
True.
If it's been a month and people are not even trying to talk to you, not even trying to get to the bottom of it, have an adult conversation, I'm sorry, but I do think you have a right to ask them to leave. But you should have that conversation with your husband.
Yes. He has to step in this.
And he has to step in because a lot of this is his responsibility. He should have, you know, he should have controlled this and come to an agreement because you shouldn't be feeling like a stranger and uncomfortable in your own home.
That's right. Talk to him.
What happens if she says, y'all need to leave, and he's like, they can't leave. That's my mom.
Well, you need to figure out, obviously you're not going to kick him out on the street, but we need a plan. What's the plan?
Set a plan up.
You need a plan. But I definitely am curious to know if she an a-hole or not.
I think so.
Hey, you know what?
I think so. But
can I just throw one other idea on the table? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's time for you to turn into Captain Slap-A-Bitch.
What?
Yo,
no,
Rosenberg.
That's not very guru.
No.
Hey, yo, mother-in-law, what'd you say? Wait, what'd you say? I couldn't hear you.
You can catch these hands? No.
Real quick. Hey, mom, what'd the 5 fingers say to the face?
Chill.
Sorry.
No, she can't do that. She can't.
No, we just messing around. No, you cannot 8-ball jacket ban your mother-in-law.
Yeah, get your guy involved here.
Yeah, get your guy involved and make a plan. But we all agree that she shouldn't be feeling uncomfortable in her own home.
That's
that facts. Is a no-go. So talk to your partner, and you guys have to come up with a plan together. So say the guru.
Yeah, be nice.
D-Bro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. I'm going to do weakness. Sad pony.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash. Lights.
I know you're ready for the rush in your life. And Laura Stiles can put us on.
Oh, no. President Joe Biden was caught taking a tumble during the U.S. Air Force Academy graduation ceremony in Colorado. He's 80 years old, man. So, yeah. But he...
Look like it.
Later... He said, I got sandbagged. Because at the beginning, when you just see him tumble, you're like, what happened? And people are trying to make it seem like he just fell out of nowhere. But then as I saw videos and pictures, there was a sandbag on the floor.
Uh-huh.
He tripped on the sandbag.
It was basically right under his feet, and he just turned and caught it and fell.
Right.
It was sad. I did not like the video at all. Then he tries. Then he's trying to get back up, and you can see him. You know, obviously he's struggling. He's straight on the ground. He's 80 years old.
Oh man.
He actually handled it pretty well for a man his age, but of course, you know, everyone's coming. Hey, Joe Biden's not fit. Look at him.
I'm falling, and I can't get up.
That's the entire Republican Party. They're like making old senior alert jokes. Now listen, I get it. It certainly could be made to be funny, but they're acting like it was a sign of his not being capable of being president.
Bro, he just tripped on a sandbag, fam. Chill.
Listen, if it took till yesterday for you to not know that Joe Biden wasn't exactly super mobile, I don't know where you've been. That's just, he's an 80-year-old man. But, yeah, fortunately, it sounds like he's okay. Because you guys know, a fall at 80 could be the beginning of the end.
Oh, for sure.
You guys know, have you ever watched a football game? I know who I'm asking here. But, you know, when you're watching a football game, the quarterback gets dinged up. Like, he stays in the game, but he gets a little hurt. Like, oh, is he hurt? And then they do that cut to the sideline, and you see the backup quarterback stand up off the bench, and they hand him a football, and he starts throwing?
Yeah.
Do you think Kamala was starting to throw the football yesterday?
For sure.
She was like, all right, guys, let's get some passes out here. Let me stretch out.
Some deep knee bends.
Like. they're like, Miss Vice President, relax. She's like, hold on, I got to do these jumping jacks. I don't know what's happening.
Let me warm up.
Oh, he's up. He's up. Damn. Back to the bench.
Yeah. Yo, that's funny. That's your flashing lights report. Today's a high of 87 degrees. Alternate side parking is in effect.
Deep knee bends is great. She was doing quick little mini sprints. She was like, look, I'm limber.
Let me get this blood moving.
You never know.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
You already know.
Laura Stiles here. Check out season 2 of Summer Jam Through the Years, available on all podcast platforms. Get the behind-the-scenes stories from hip-hop's biggest concert. Listen to hip-hop history on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Represent the hood.
Summer Jam, it's such a moment, it's such a big stage. Summer Jam is just one of those staples in hip-hop.
Hot 97 Summer Jam.
To be somebody, you gotta be on that Hot 97 Summer Jam stage.
Hot 97 Summer Jam, one of the most overwhelming experiences of my life.
Summer Jam means so much to me. Always going to see all our favorite artists.
Everybody on that big Summer Jam stage.
You never know what you might see at Summer Jam.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David O.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.